Emma Straub is, according to The Gothamist, the belle of the Brooklyn Indie Lit Ball. Her debut story collection, Other People We Married, was published in February to rave reviews. Her fiction and nonfiction have been published all over the place, including the Paris Daily Review, the Wall Street Journal, Time, Slate, and many other journals. On Thursday night at Oblong Books in Rhinebeck, Emma Straub will discuss her debut novel, which is just terrific. It's Laura Lamont's Life in Pictures. Emma is currently a staff writer for Rookie. It's a great pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable this morning. Emma, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a delight to have you here. Can you ever imagine when you come out with your debut novel that it received the kind of acclaim and accolades that this book has received?
Absolutely not.
but it's nice, right?
It is delightful. It's a delightful surprise. I'm just happy to have the book out in the world at all. And it's really amazing to me that people have been so supportive and have really liked it.
What brought you, the book is really amazing. It's about this small town Midwestern girl, and she finds fame as a movie star during Hollywood's golden age. What was it about that story of getting away from your past and becoming someone new?
Well, I think that's precisely it. That is what really interested me about this idea that someone could have a new name and try to become someone else when of course that's not really possible. And the Hollywood stuff sort of goes right along with it and sort of acts as a metaphor for that kind of change. But yeah, I mean, for me it was really fun to sort of have this, you know, story of a woman's life sort of mirrored by the changes in Hollywood over the years.
And that golden age of Hollywood, I mean, many of us look at that with a nostalgia. So to put a character in that world must have been fairly exciting.
It was. It also meant that my research was watching lots and lots of old movies.
There you go. What films serve that purpose well to kind of bolster your point?
Well, you know, the book covers about 50 years, starts in 1929 and ends in 1980. So there were lots of different periods that I had to sort of explore. So, you know, I watched some Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers movies. When I was in Los Angeles last summer on an extended research trip, I went to a double feature, a Fred and Ginger double feature on, I think, what would have been Ginger Rogers' 100th birthday at this theater in Los Angeles that has been there since 1920. There are lots of wonderful examples. I was really lucky to have that be my homework.
This character has, you know, the two sides, the right brain, left brain, whatever you want to call it. There is the very, very successful actress, the Academy Award winning actress, the one who has fame, the one who has fortune, and yet Elsa Emerson is still there as a very living presence.
Mm-hmm.
When you explore that and you look at how this character, how Laura Lamont looks at this, and how others deal with this, I mean, in some cases, not much has changed because it's all about keeping Laura and keeping that machine alive.
Yeah, and you know, I think that young stars today are still sorting through this same problem. You know, maybe it's not that the studio has, you know, rechristened them with a new name and is really in charge of all of their professional choices, but I do think that young actresses and actors are faced with this problem of, you know, like, how do you maintain, you know, who you are while, you know, also having to be a celebrity on the outside. I think that's a really hard thing to do. You know, I I would never want to be in that sort of position, you know, where people are taking pictures of you while you're, you know, online at the grocery store. That sounds just terrible.
Yeah. And for you in your literary life, you are a bookseller. You are a writer. You are the daughter of a famous writer, Peter Straub. Has that colored at all your thoughts on the subject of not only writing but how a writer is perceived to an audience?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's given me you know, a much longer view than most writers my age. You know, growing up, my father went to work every day. You know, he went up the stairs in our house to his office, and he wrote all day long, like a banker or a sanitation worker or any, you know, like
right.
anything, like any job. And I saw his career change over the years, and, you know, I think I understand a lot more than many writers in my position. And working at a bookstore is even better. I feel like I've cracked the code a little bit. I think every writer should work at a bookstore, not only because it's actually a really fun job for people who like to read, because you're exposed to so many writers and so many books, and you're just surrounded by the actual objects, but also because it gives you a window into, you know, the opposite side of publishing, which I think most writers never have. You know, I'm on a sort of little hiatus while I'm on my book tour.
Sure.
But I stopped into the store where I work yesterday, and I popped behind the counter and I checked my sales numbers. You know,
and why wouldn't you? Emma Straub's new novel is Laura Lamont's Life in Pictures. It's published by Riverhead on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. She'll be at another wonderful bookstore, Oblong Books in Rhinebeck. You've been there before. It's a wonderful store. Emma Straub will be discussing the novel and doing a book signing as well, oblongbooks.com. Emma Straub, congratulations. Best of luck to you, and thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.